slightly oddly. But not nearly as oddly, he reflected, as they would do if they had the slightest idea about what he was actually doing. He twisted round in his seat and squinted back down the road, wondering what would be a good next move. Normally, if you were tailing somebody, it was a problem if they unexpectedly jumped onto a bus. But it was almost more of a problem if you unexpectedly jumped on one yourself. It was probably best if he just got off again and tried to resume the trail, though how on earth he was going to look unobtrusive now he didn't know. As soon as the bus next came to a halt, he jumped off again and started walking back up Rosebery Avenue. Before he had gone very far, he noticed his quarry walking down the road in his direction. He reflected that he had managed to pick up a remarkably helpful and cooperative subject, and better than he deserved. Time to get a grip and be a little more circumspect. He was almost at the door of a small cafe, so he ducked inside it. He stood at the counter, pretending to dither for a moment over the sandwiches, until he sensed that the subject had passed. The subject didn't pass. The subject walked in, and stood behind him at the counter. In a panic, Dirk ordered a tuna and sweet corn roll, which he hated, and a cappuccino which went particularly badly with fish, and hurried off to sit at one of the small tables. He wanted to be able to bury himself in a newspaper, but he didn't have one, so he had to make do with his post. He pored over it intently. Various bills of the usual preposterous and wildly over-optimistic kind, various circulars of the strange type that private detectives tended to receive, catalogues full of tiny electronic gadgets all designed to counteract each other, ads for peculiar grades of film or revolutionary new types of thin plastic strips. Dirk couldn't be bothered with any of it, though he did pause for a moment over a flyer for a newly published book on advanced surveillance techniques. He screwed it up crossly and threw it on the floor. The last envelope was another bank statement. His bank had long ago got into the habit of sending them to him on a weekly basis just to make the point, really. They hadn't yet adjusted to his new sheen of solvency, or didn't trust it. Probably hadn't even noticed it, in fact. He opened the statement, still only half-believing. Yes. Another £3,253.29. Last Friday. Incredible. Inexplicable. But there. There was also something else odd, though. It took him a moment or two to spot it, because he was keeping half an eye expertly trained on his subject, who was buying coffee and a doughnut, and paying for it out of a fan of twenties. The last entry on Dirk's statement was for a cash withdrawal on his debit card, £500, yesterday. The statement had obviously been sent out at close of business yesterday, and it had the day's transactions up to date. That was all very excellent and efficient and a fine testimony to the efficacy of modern computer technology, of course, but the fact was that Dirk hadn't withdrawn £500.